Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound.
Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel, and you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel, and our podcast is available. The title of today's show is How to See the World When You're Stuck at Home. Travel and travel planning are being disrupted by the worldwide spread of the coronavirus. When you are quarantined or have canceled your trip like I have, you can still go on a journey. And the secret to that is stay tuned to It's Your Time to Travel, and we'll give you more information on how to do that. But did you know? You should not be wearing gloves to go to the grocery store. Now think about that. Latex gloves. You should not be wearing gloves to go to the grocery store. There's a lot of anxiety about grocery shopping these days, and one very visible manifestation of it is the number of people in the aisles wearing gloves. Rubber gloves, dishwashing gloves, regular winter gloves. Does wearing gloves make grocery shopping safer? First of all, grocery shopping, if you observe the current novel coronavirus safety recommendations, isn't as risky as some parts of the internet have it made out to be. And this article is by a microbiologist. His name is Kelly Reynolds. He's a PhD. And second, more importantly, it could be causing a lot more harm than good. And there are a number of issues. Gloves are like hands when it comes to spreading viruses, maybe even worse. This novel coronavirus doesn't enter the body through your hands, so you don't need any kind of barrier there. If you touch a contaminated surface with gloves and then touch something else, you are likely to spread it as you are the same way if you touch things with your bare hands, maybe even more. The properties of the virus differ among viruses. It's possible the coronavirus could adhere to the latex gloves better than it could adhere to your own skin. And hands can be effectively washed and used again right away. Gloves can give a false sense of security. And it's easy to let your guard down on hand washing when you use gloves. Reynolds, and that's the guy who wrote the story, says wearing them from one errand to another just spreads germs and the novel coronavirus to all those places. Whereas bare hands would get a squirt of hand sanitizers in between or stop at the sink for a good old-fashioned soap and water wash. And then on top of that, very few people take the gloves off right. Very few people take gloves off right. And when you don't take gloves off properly, you just get everything that was all over the gloves and all over yourself and everything else. So again, the article is called You Shouldn't Be Wearing Gloves to Go to the Grocery Store. T- Taking gloves off the right way isn't a tribal thing. Studies have been done observing healthcare workers and how they remove the gloves, and about 30% of them remove it the wrong way. And they've been trained how to remove it. How to remove rubber gloves? Right, in a nutshell, you want to pinch one glove near the wrist and pull it over your hand so it ends up inside out. Then hold that in your glove hand and carefully slip the fingers of your bare hand into the top of the other glove. Let it turn inside out and cover the balled up other glove. Dispose of them, and if you're not disposing of them properly, you're just potentially contaminating more surfaces and putting yourself at a much higher risk. And also, don't skip hand washing after you take them off, even if you remove them right. So why is it standard procedure for healthcare workers to wear gloves but not the average person? Healthcare workers wear gloves for short periods of time while they're working directly with patients. When you have gloves on, it's for patient service. You're not walking around the room with the gloves on, touching everything. And normally when they get done with one patient, they take the gloves off and they wash their hands. After serving the patient, they leave the gloves in the room, they wash their hands, and they leave the room to serve the next patient without dragging those germs with them. It is a completely different activity than if you're going to a grocery store. So for trips to the supermarket, it's the same refrain. Go ungloved, get what you need, and wash your hands. And again, that story was called, you shouldn't wear gloves to go to the grocery store. Absolutely shouldn't wear gloves to go to the grocery store. And again, you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. This just in, Tyus Tours and Travel has been selected for the 2020 Best of Columbus Award in the Commercial Travel Agency and Bureau category by the Columbus Award Program. Again, Tyus Tours and Travel received the 2020 Best of Columbus Award. Each year, the Columbus Award Program identifies companies that we believe have achieved exceptional marketing success in their local community and business category. These are local companies that enhance the positive image of small business through service to their customers and our community. These exceptional companies help make the Columbus area a great place to live, work, and play. Various sources of information were gathered and analyzed to choose the winners in each category. The 2020 Columbus Award Program focuses on quality, not quantity. Winners are determined based on the information gathered both internally by the Columbus Award Program and data provided by third parties. Once again, this just in, Tyus Tours and Travel received the 2020 Best of Columbus Award. So you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the way radio should be heard. And stay tuned. After the break, we will discuss how to see the world when you're stuck at home. So how do you see the world when you're stuck at home? But first, before we get into that, we have an article called When Calling the Front Desk is Not an Option. And it has to do with Airbnb. Everybody today is using Airbnb for everything. Instead of staying in a hotel, they would prefer to stay in an Airbnb. But what happens when you stay in an Airbnb and you have problems and there's no front desk? So this article is titled, When Calling the Front Desk is Not an Option. Choosing Airbnb over a brand name hotel can save you a few bucks. It can also allow you to be in the thick of a neighborhood while experiencing a more homey vacation. but important trade-off of staying within the booming home sharing industry is that you usually don't have a front desk or concierge. And in the case of emergency, you're probably on your own. That means extra planning might be needed to help reduce stress and let you best enjoy your time away, especially if you're traveling overseas. Over the past few years, the author of this article, which is written by Steve Elder from New York Times, him and his wife have stayed at Airbnbs, apartments in Paris, Amsterdam, Lisbon, and several other cities. While there are a lot of ideas online on how to stay safe, including suggestions from Airbnb, here are some tips that they learned along the way about how to prepare for the worst when calling the front desk is not an option. Reviews, reviews, reviews. This one might seem quite obvious, but do your diligence and really get to know the place where you're staying. It is usually best to find Airbnbs with many positive reviews and a very high positive rating. Read those reviews closely and look for red flags. Don't just read one or two reviews, read 20 or more. Any hint of trouble is worth taking very seriously as you make a decision. So again, we're talking about Airbnbs. People are loving Airbnbs. Over the holiday, my son rented a couple Airbnbs over the holidays. He rented one for Christmas Eve. He rented another one for New Year's Eve. And we're just talking about what happens if you have a problem or if you have an emergency and you can't call the front desk. What happens when that happens? So the first step, they said, is to make sure that you read reviews. Read up to 20 reviews about where you want to stay at. And the next point that he makes is lock it up in a safe. In hotels, we have grown accustomed to a fairly standard amenity, a small safe for important documents. You know, I love having a safe in my room. I can lock up documents or keys, and I don't have a problem losing them. Safes are not widely installed in Airbnbs. In fact, he said he never could find one in a listing until their recent rental in Lisbon, a deciding factor among several strong listings. Upon arrival, he made sure that their host showed them the safe and how it worked, and he appreciated being able to lock away their passports, a second credit card, and local currency, not thinking about it much until it was time to depart. He said he even threw a towel over the safe so it wouldn't be an obvious target in a break-in. But he also says that you can buy a portable safe, one that fits in your carry-on, and you can lug it around, one that attaches to a pole or a pipe and locks with a key or a code. And he says he usually finds a discreet spot to stash it after he's arrived. So one of the problems that he has is a lot of the Airbnbs do not have safes in them. So he suggests that you buy a small portable safe and just attach it to a pole or something that's immovable to keep your passports and special documents in. He also talks about learning about doors. If you stay in enough home shares, you'll soon learn that there are all sorts of doors with different locking mechanisms. Take an extra minute when you arrive to have your host clarify how things work so that you don't lock yourself in or out or invite unwanted guests. So he feels that it's important, if you're staying in an Airbnb, that you know how the locking mechanism works on a door. He says on his visit to Paris, it wasn't until a few days into their visit that we learned that we should have been locking a second security door. There was also a slightly confusing maneuver we didn't know about when leaving that could have effectively locked us in the apartment at the end of the trip. So if you're staying at Airbnb, you need to make sure that they show you how to work the locking mechanisms on all the doors. And the next point that he makes is health first. Without the help of a hotel staff, if a health emergency arises, you'll be on your own. That makes it exceptionally important to know how to get health care in a hurry. A friend of mine has learned that lesson when his young son closed his finger in the door at an Airbnb in Barcelona. Luckily, they made it to the hospital quickly, but it was a good reminder that it's important to prepare for health issues. So again, we're talking about renting Airbnbs and what you should look out for, because the title of this is when calling the front desk is not an option. And you know, when you're staying in an Airbnb, you can't call the front desk. And one of the issues that he brings up is without the help of a hotel staff, if an emergency arises, you'll be on your own. So that makes it very important to know how to get health in a hurry. So health care in a hurry. So he suggests studying your surroundings and knowing where everything is if you have a health emergency. And along those lines, be sure there's a first aid kit and you know where to find it. In Airbnbs, every place should have a first aid kit. And if you want to know more about Airbnbs on our Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, we have an article titled The Most Popular Airbnbs in Every European Country, including but not limited to castles, private islands, and some of the chicest city apartments we've ever seen. So if you want to know more about Airbnbs and places to stay in Europe, that's on our Facebook page. And our Facebook page is It's Your Time to Travel. And there's an article on the Facebook page that we talk about Airbnbs in every European country, including but not limited to castles, private islands, and some of the chicest city apartments you've ever seen. So we've covered when calling the front desk is not an option. And just to go back through again, we're talking about renting an Airbnb. And the first thing you should do is check all the reviews. Check at least 20 reviews. So check at least 20 reviews closely and look for red flags. Don't just read one or two, but read 20 or more. Any hint of trouble is worth taking very seriously as you make your decision. And the other thing he suggests in Airbnbs is that they provide a safe. If they don't provide a safe, then he says that you can always buy a small portable safe that fits into your carry-on, your carry-on, and lug it around, one that attaches to a pole or a pipe and locks with a key or a code. And find a very discreet spot to stash it after you arrive. He also mentioned learning about all the doors, that you learn the locking mechanisms on the doors so that you can keep people out and you don't lock yourself in. He says on a recent visit to Paris, It wasn't until a few days into our visit that we learned that we should have been locking a second security door. There was also a slightly confusing maneuver we didn't know about when leaving that could have effectively locked us in the apartment at the end of the trip. And one of the other suggestions that he makes on Airbnbs is that health first. Without the help of a hotel staff, if a health emergency arises, you'll be on your own. That makes it exceptionally important to know how to get health care in a hurry. So some time ago, we did an article on things you should do when you first arrive at a new destination. And one of the things you should do is to find where health care is. Okay, the second thing you should do is to find an ATM. So in this article, he's suggesting that you find healthcare facilities, because if you have an emergency, there's no front desk when you're staying in an Airbnb. And also, he suggests that in the Airbnb that they have a first aid kit and you know exactly where it is. So in the first half of our show, we've talked about you should not be wearing gloves when you go to the grocery store, wearing latex gloves around will just end up spreading more germs. And the suggestion is when you go to the grocery store, you don't wear any gloves, just that when you get down to the grocery store, you just put hand sanitizer on your hands or you wash your hands. But wearing latex gloves around different places just spreads the germs around. So the suggestion in the article is that you don't wear latex gloves to the grocery store. And we also announced that Tires, Tourism, Travel received a travel award. This was announced on the 4th of March. Tires, Tourism, Travel has been selected for the 2020 Best of Columbus Award in Commercial Travel Agency and Bureau category by the Columbus Award Program. Each year, the Columbus Award Program identifies companies that we believe have achieved exceptional marketing success in their local community and business category. These local companies that enhance the positive image of small business through service to their customers and our community. These exceptional companies help make the Columbus area a great place to live, work, and play. So we also talked about that. So since you've been quarantined, what have you been doing? Have you been watching a lot of TV? What exactly have you been doing since you've been locked up for 2 weeks? One of the things that I've done is the first week of quarantine, I virtually traveled someplace. I have traveled to Antarctica. I've traveled to Alaska. I've traveled to the equator, Ecuador. I've traveled to Paris, been to Africa. I've traveled to all these places virtually in the first 7 or 8 days that we were locked in at home, each time learning a different thing about it. But every night I try and virtually travel someplace. On my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, It's Your Time, the number 2, Travel, there's a whole listing of all the places you can go to virtually, that you can actually go to virtually. Plus, we also have a virtual website called tirestours.virtualhoneymoon.com that you can go to, explore. It asks you 17 questions. It'll give you the top 2 destinations from those questions. And it's a lot of fun, and it can take you places that maybe you didn't think that you were suited for. So we also have that available. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about how you can see the world when you're stuck at home. When you are quarantined or have canceled your trip, you can still go on a journey. Example is Saturday, I was supposed to fly to Vegas. And of course, Vegas is completely shut down. In another show, we'll show you a video of how empty Vegas really is. But travel and travel planning is being disrupted by the worldwide spread of the coronavirus. So what I've done is I've traveled virtually to different places, but there's still another way that you can travel. And we can get into that in the second half of the show. But it'll take you down the streets, what the streets look like. It'll take you to different areas. And it's something that's already there. And you can use it. And all you have to do is put in a address. And it'll take you to that area. It'll show you what everything looks like right now in the present time. So we're going to get into that in the second half of the show. But the other day, I'm actually playing around in my desk chair, and I became a virtual traveler, staring at photos of public spaces abandoned in the wake of the coronavirus global pandemic. A soccer game in Germany played in front of thousands of empty seats. The Piazza San Marco in Venice, vacant, save for a few confused pigeons. The huge empty courtyard at the Mosque in the Mecca, usually filled to brim with worshipers. And these are places built for humans, but there were no humans. It was like peering into what a future might look like after we are gone. A disaster movie without the moving parts. And we'll get into talking about that in the second half of the show. But a couple of things that happened over the weekend that I need to talk about. There's a guy that had gone to three different parties Saturday night. And the police shut down the first party, told him to go home. The police shut down the second party, saw that he was there, told him to go home. And then the police went and shut down a third party because all these parties had 50 people or more. And at the third party, once they shut that party down, they realized that he was at the third party. So this guy is the first person to be arrested in the state of Ohio for not abiding by the rule that we have that says stay at home, keep your groups down to 10 people or less. So this particular guy was arrested for that. And I later found out that there was a young lady who had a birthday party of 50 people, and she was arrested because she had too many people at her home. So we need to take this stay-at-home thing seriously, because by staying at home and keeping your distance, you're stopping the spread of the disease. So it's important that you understand that you practice and stay indoors. Look up in the sky. It's the Superheroes of Travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. ash-kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Up in the sky is the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Travel and travel planning are being disrupted by the worldwide spread of the coronavirus. When you are quarantined or have canceled your trip, you can still go on a journey. So, our country is slowly wrapping its head around this disaster in a slow motion. It's clear that life cannot go on as normal, at least for the foreseeable future. We are entering a wartime solitude, and everyone must do their part. A friend canceled a lunch meeting with me a few days ago, writing, "I'm practicing active social distancing at this time, no offense." And I wrote back, "None taken." We are all learning a new vocabulary: self-quarantine, shedding period, flattening the curve, inflection point. We are learning the exact dimensions of close contact. We are shaking elbows. We're singing happy birthdays twice while washing our hands. I can't actually get through the first verse of Happy Birthday. We are working remotely. We are awkwardly conducting our classes online. We are, for reasons I still don't quite understand, buying a ridiculous amount of toilet paper. And by the time you read this, a whole new reality, by the time you hear this, a whole new reality would have set in. So right now, it's toilet paper and face masks. You know, everybody's looking for a face mask right now. That's the reality now, is face masks and toilet paper. We are also canceling our travel plans in rates not seen since 9/11. Hence the photos of empty places. I recently canceled a business trip to Las Vegas, but I made the wise decision not to go. Or should I say the decision was made for me, because most flights were canceled and most resorts in Las Vegas were shut down. I am also attempting to ranching the intake of online news around COVID-19. And this video is going to be about the empty streets of Las Vegas and how empty Las Vegas is. So I'm finding the particular cocktail of antidotes from Italian hospitals, charts of exceptional infection rates. So this guy was a videographer from Chicago. All his jobs got canceled, but this particular job in Las Vegas. So he flew from Chicago to Las Vegas, and you will see how empty the streets of Las Vegas are. And this video was just done on March the 28th. So as he... You know, that's Bellagio. Like everything is just shut down in Vegas. You know, every place you go, everything is shut down. And I was really looking forward to my trip. It's been a long, slushy winter. I was craving the break away from my regular scheduled programming, away from the tedium of a breakfast routine and Rice Krispies welded to my sweatshirt. This is why we travel, to force ourselves to take a breath, to bend space and time, and even just for a moment. We go there so we can come back and appreciate the here. Over the past year, as the climate crisis consumed my head and most of my writing projects, I've been traveling less and less to there. I've been forced to wrestle with the question of whether flying for pleasure can really be justified anymore. As you can imagine, this is deep. This is very deep for a travel writer. After much fretting, weighing the culpability of fossil fuel industry versus that of the individual, I ended up at a tedious balance point where I would minimize my air travel, choosing my trips carefully, but I won't categorically say no to all travel. So, I will try to plan more trips locally, and I will look for alternative ways to make that happen. So, I have an event in St. Louis if it goes on in late May, and to St. Louis, I would probably take the train instead of flying. But again, we're back to the video showing the empty streets of Las Vegas. And again, that video was just taken on March the 28th. So such a mindset, it turns out, is also useful in the time of pandemics and self-quarantines. Right after I canceled my trip to Las Vegas, I attempted to recreate the trip virtually using one of my favorite tools in the world, and that's Google Street View. On my computer screen, I pretended to land at the McCarran International Airport, collected my bags, and found my Uber driver, who then drove me to the Paris Las Vegas Hotel where I was planning to stay. I watched as people carefully strolled down Las Vegas Boulevard. In short, I was traveling, discovering, maybe not in the flesh, but I was an explorer nevertheless. I've been fascinated with the blinging world of the Google Street View for a decade now. I often turn to it as a research tool when I'm writing a novel, but more often than not, I simply use it to practice being a curious human. You know, what's nice about the Google Street View, you put an address in there, and that Street View will take you to it. Would absolutely, absolutely take you to it. Okay? You can trapeze down almost any street in the world unbothered by snow, rain, or gloomy night. Completely safe. Eating your Cheetos, and if you grow weary of trapezing, you can teleport to a completely new place on a new continent. Again, this is Fremont Street, and the streets on Fremont Street. And when I finally when I find particularly seductive about Google Street View is that it is to be a very objective document of the world. It is simply the product of a car or a motorbike or a hiker driving down a street taking pictures. But of course, it is far from an objective document. Humans getting pictures, but of course, it is far from the right document. Humans get in pictures, but of course, we dress up in horse costumes, we leave babies unattended in front of Gucci stores, we see the Google car go by while we are mowing the lawn, and we feel compelled to show the world our nipples. That's how we roll. Google Street View also reveals something regular travel cannot, how a place can change over time. Each time the Google car passes by, a new collective memory is created. Like the block in front of what is now 9/11 Memorial, recorded, and if you go back, it's recorded in 2009, what it looked like in 2009, what it looked like in 2011, what it looks like in 2014, and what it looks like now in 2019. And it's healing a wound in slow motion. And again, we're traveling down the streets of Las Vegas and how empty Las Vegas is during this coronavirus pandemic going on. Normally in Las Vegas, there's crowded streets, traffic going every place, constant movement. And as you can see, Vegas is completely shut down. I had a travel show to do in Las Vegas starting Saturday. It was supposed to end today, but as you see, Las Vegas is completely shut down. So, Google Street View, try it with your own block. Street View has an uncanny way of making the familiar unfamiliar. How many times have I gone and viewed my childhood home from various angles? Or my old school, or the site of my first kiss? Now all that is gone, and in some spots there's a new shopping mall. There's something tantalizing about being there but not being there, about being everywhere and nowhere at once. This distance leaves us wanting, hungry for more. With the glitness of these human landscapes, the way people's legs are sometimes separated from their bodies, the way everyone's faces are blurred out as if they are no longer exists, and sometimes they no longer do. This is our world, but it's not our world. And again, we're talking about traveling virtually using Google Street View. And again, we're showing how empty the streets of Las Vegas is. That's a mirage. There's nothing in front of it. In one of the pictures, they show the Bellagio. And the Bellagio usually has the fountains going off. There's no fountains going off. You know, it is just a empty street view. I will also be the first to tell you that Google Street View is no replacement for the real thing. Traveling in the real world is about contact. Body contact, surface contact, contact with new foods, contact with new waters, contact with new smells, new light, new languages. Strange that at this moment in time, surrounded by the invisible threat of infection, we are supposed to be denying all contact to retreat, to barricade our bodies from the world. So then what to do when we cannot travel ourselves, when we cannot lay our hands upon the there? How can we virtually recreate that sense of wonder and discovery? So again, we're talking about using the Google Street Map when you're stuck at home and you need to escape. Google Street Map will take you any place that you want to go on this earth. They will take you any place that you want to go. And Google Street Map will let you escape out of your environment and go some other place. Just absolutely go some other place. So the article states, you know, how to travel the world when you're stuck at home. How to travel the world when you're stuck home. Google Street Map. You know, it's easy. You put Google Street Map in there, put in an address or put in some place you want to go. If you want to go to the beach, just depending on where you want to go, Google Street Map will take you there. Will absolutely take you there. And of course, the Google Street View is no replacement for the real thing. Traveling in the real world is about contact, body contact, surface contact, contact with new foods, contact with new waters, contact with new smells, contact new light, new languages, new experiences. Strange that at this moment in time, surrounded by the invisible threat of infection, we are supposed to be denying all contact to retreat, to barricade our bodies from the world. So to stop this spread of the coronavirus, we need to distance ourselves from people. You know, we need to stay 6 feet away from people. Stores now can only have so many people in there to shop. You know, they have one way in, one way out. So what do you do? So what do you do to retreat? Google Street View is the answer. It's a simple answer. You know, it will take you to a live destination. You know, we can talk about virtual reality and all the places that virtual reality can take you, but Google Street View can take you to a live location. A live location, what it's like right now. What it's like right now. So, and it'll tell you, if you put an address, it would take you to that address. It'll show you everything around there. Google Street View is the answer. It will get you. So I wanted to go to Vegas and couldn't go to Vegas because everything was shut down in Vegas. My plane was canceled. So I went to Google Street View, put in the Paris Hotel where I was staying at, and it gave me a live view of everything that was going on there, and I could see everything was totally shut down. So recently there's been an explosion in VR travel apps. Google Earth VR has its own version, while others claim to take you to the Grand Canyon or swim with sharks. Not to diminish the educational value of some of these experiences, as this field grows, maybe we will see more examples of beautiful curations that still leave us room to wander off the path. So, how to travel when you're stuck home? How to travel the world when you're stuck home? It's simple. Google Street View. Put in a location in Africa. It'll take you there. It'll show you what it's like live. It's not like going to Google Earth VR. But if you put in that area, that destination, it will take you there live and what it looks like live right now. Stick address in there, and it will take you around the area in 360 degrees. It'll show you what it's like right now and what's going on there right now. You know, one show I did, we did a Google Street View in Amsterdam, the red light district, and we could see everything that was going on in that area right now. So the answer to being stuck at home, not being able to travel the world, is simply the Google Street Map. That's the answer. Also, Tired Citizen Travel has an interactive destination matching tool that will help you daydream about your next vacation. You can discover your dream vacation in two steps. First, by taking a quiz with 17 interactive fun questions. Second, you can find your top destinations or explore the whole catalog, the whole destination, the whole library to view exotic possibilities. So that website again is tyustours.virtualhoneymoon.com. So today what we tried to do is we've tried to get you to get out your boredom and visit some place that you've always wanted to go to. Stay at home. Stay safe. Daydream. Imagine. And then plan your next vacation when everything becomes available. It'll still be there. But Google Street View will take you to that destination that you want to go to. If you want to go to the beach, you know, stick in there. You know, stick in there a beach. It'll take you to that beach and what the beach looks like right now. Or if you want to travel to Miami, put it near Miami. It'll take you to that destination and what Miami looks like right now. So the answer to the question is how to travel the world while stuck at home is Google Street View. The simple answer is Google Street View. You know, there's VR this, VR that, virtual reality, but Google Street View is the only one that can take you there live. Can take you there live, make you feel like you're walking on the beach. Make you feel like you're walking in Vegas. Make you feel like you're walking in New York. You know, in a future show, I have a title that simply says, Stay Home. Daydream, imagine, and plan your next vacation, because all this will come to an end. And when everything comes to an end, when this coronavirus comes to an end, just be ready to move. But for right now, stay home, stay safe, and Google Street View will take you any place in the world that you want to go. You know, in the first half of the show, we talked about Airbnbs. You know, if you're interested in renting an Airbnb in Europe, stick that in the Street View, and it'll take you to that destination of what it looks like. It'll give you a picture of what it looks like. It'll give you it'll give you what the area around it looks like. You know, we talked about when we talked about Airbnbs, we talked about, you know, finding a health facility in case there's an emergency. With Google Street View, you can do that. You can do all that. All that is possible with Google Street View. So travel and travel planning are being disrupted by the worldwide spread of the coronavirus. And when you are quarantined or have canceled your trip, you can still go on a journey, and you can go on that journey using Google Street View. And right now we have a video showing Florida. Showing Florida and just people walking around Florida. This is Orlando, Florida. So yeah, it's just time to escape. Take some time. And the first half of the show, I talked about the first week I stayed at home. I virtually traveled someplace every single night. 7 p.m. from 7 to 8. I virtually traveled to Antarctica. I traveled to Alaska. I traveled to Paris. So there's a lot of things you can do virtually, but Google Street View is the only thing that can take you there alive. Can absolutely, positively take you there alive. So don't feel like you're stuck at home. We're all in this together. And the way to get out of boredom is to go to Google Street View, because it'll give you a live. It would give you live what the area looks like that you want to travel to. So this gives you a chance to dream, to imagine. You stay safe, stay healthy, and just play around with Google Street View. And if you go to our Facebook page, it's Your Time to Travel. There's a lot of articles on there. There's a lot of virtual reality articles on there that'll take you to different destinations. There's an article on there that talks about 9 different movies you can watch that'll take you around the world. So don't feel like you're in this alone. We will come out of this. Practice social distancing. You know, wash your hands. When in public, you know, wear your face mask. And before you know it, the next 2 weeks will be up. And we'll keep moving forward until we get this completely knocked down. But yes, travel and travel planning are being disrupted by the worldwide spread of the coronavirus. But you can defeat this by dreaming about destinations that you want to go to by using Google Street View. Google Street View is live. It'll put you there right now at the moment, what it looks like. So if you're interested in getting an Airbnb in Europe, go to Google Street View and use that to look at the place you may want to rent or the hotel you may want to stay in. You know, when my trip got canceled, I went to Google Street View to look up the hotel I was staying in. You know, I imagine driving from the airport, not driving, taking an Uber from the airport to the hotel. So yeah, just keep dreaming. This is the time to dream, imagine, and plan. Look up in the sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus, able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.